This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We got a Bob who wants to talk Brock Purdy on a Parkins playoff show. What up, Bob?
Hey, Danny. Good Sunday morning playoff football. You got to love it.
Yes, sir.
The thing about Brock Purdy and you and Spiegel, I listen to you guys every day, and, you know, both things are true, basically. Brock Purdy did, you know, lead a team down and did all that stuff you said, and you believe that Brock Purdy isn't good. Sure, both those things are true, but the problem is your belief doesn't matter. Right? Nobody cares. And football isn't a belief game. All you got to do is watch what's happening. Like, I listen to this all the time. I don't have to believe that Caleb Williams is going to be great or nothing else or this, that, the other thing. All I have to do is watch Justin Fields play and say, yeah, I can win with that. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
we
Bob.
Can build a team around it and we can win with that. I don't have to worry about whether or not Caleb Williams is great and believe this and believe that. Football's not a belief thing. It's a 4-week, like, everything changes in 4 weeks during a football season. Like, Brock Purdy was playing great. He was the MVP. And then 4 weeks happened, and all of a sudden, Jordan Love was the MVP. 21 touchdowns and one interception. You know, but you want to sit there and harp on, like, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback ever. Well, not this year. He's not. Like, right? Like, it just...
It's no, just, he's pretty Joe great
Burrow.
This year.
Joe Burrow's a generational quarterback. Well, Joe Burrow missed 2 years of his 4-year career, so I don't know how generational he is, right? So, like, this whole belief thing is just... It just drives me insane. All you have to do is watch what's going on in football and don't worry about what you believe because you don't know anything. You've never... like lined up in a competitively athletic situation in your life. So,
well, hold on a second, Bob. Can I respond and then I'll let you respond?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Couple things. First of all, have you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I played.
Yeah, what level of sport did you play, Bob?
Sure. College football.
What level?
D3.
Okay. So, yeah. Congratulations. Not exactly great football.
Thank you.
All right.
If you're going to bring up my level of sport,
and then you're going to come back at me with D3 football.
No, but I don't believe that. But I don't believe anything, dude. It's all I
all right,
do
but hold on,
football.
Bob. What are you doing right now? Like, literally the act of what you're doing right now is what?
Watching football.
No. This exact moment, 8:20 in the morning.
Watching,
what are you doing?
Watching football.
No, you're not watching football. You're calling a sports radio show, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Right. At this exact moment, you're calling a sports radio show, and you are offering, what, an opinion?
Well,
right, you're giving me your opinion, right?
What?
This is an opinion that you're giving, that belief doesn't matter, that 4 weeks change
everything?
My point is this, Bob. Obviously, my opinion doesn't matter to Brock Purdy or who wins or loses the game, Bob. Obviously. Thank you. My point is this. Bob, you're doing exactly what I'm doing. The difference is I'm getting paid for it, okay? Like, we both have opinions. We call into radio shows. We watch the games.
Exactly
we debate them. And then we watch the games. I don't think that me saying Jordan Love sucks made him great. And I don't think me saying Jordan Love sucks means that he actually sucks. I'm just telling you my opinion and trying
that's
to be
not,
entertaining. Okay,
saying.
Bob? That's all I'm saying. So you have an opinion and I have an opinion. And neither of our opinions mean anything except mine puts the roof over my head. That's the difference.
Mine does too. I mean,
your opinion doesn't put the roof over your head is my point. And I'm not saying that that makes my opinion better than yours.
Yes, it actually does. But I'm not saying that what you believe affects what happens. I'm just saying
You're saying it doesn't matter.
You are constantly saying
you're saying my opinion doesn't matter, and it doesn't.
No,
I agree with you,
except
in the context of what we're doing right now, which is hosting a radio show, which is all about opinion.
Danny, I'm not saying what you believe affects the outcome of anything. I'm just saying you are constantly sticking to what you believe in the face of what you're watching. Joe Burrow is the perfect example. Like, you want to call Joe Burrow a
generational quarterback. Are you really
going to
live in a world where you think that Joe Burrow is not good and Brock Purdy is? Is that what you're saying?
Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback. But unfortunately for Joe Burrow, his biggest problem is that he can't stay on the field, right?
Who is the better player, Joe Burrow or Brock Purdy?
Joe Burrow.
Okay, well then,
I'm not comparing the two.
You are constantly
bringing up Joe Burrow as the example of a generational quarterback, and I am saying he's not. He has 4 years in his career. He's missed two of them with non-contact football injuries.
He took over the worst team in the NFL and had them in the AFC Championship game a year later, and then was in a Super Bowl after that.
He's not even the best quarterback in Cincinnati's history. Like, what are you talking about? Carson Palmer has had a better career than Joe Burrow. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And Cincinnati had plenty of decent years and playoff runs. You're so stuck on this, like, if they don't win a championship, they suck. I didn't say that. No, I'm just saying, no, you didn't say, well, no, you didn't.
I literally never made that point.
I'm not saying you said that. That is your implication all the time. But only one team wins every year, right?
I can't get anything past you.
Explain to me how Joe Burrow is so generational when he can't even stay on the field for 50% of his career he's missed.
Dude, we were not talking about Joe Burrow.
How is it generational?
I watched him in college. I watched him get into the AFC Championship game.
We all watched him in college.
I watched him get into a Super Bowl, and I watched him take an organization
Has he won anything?
He's won an AFC Championship game.
That's not a thing. You either win the Super Bowl or you lose.
Now you're making the argument that the only thing that matters is a championship.
No, I don't think that. What are you talking about?
Bob, do you have short-term memory loss? That is literally two sentences in a row. Two sentences in a row, you said
what?
The only thing that matters is winning a championship. The sentence before that was, what are you talking about? The only thing that doesn't matter is winning a championship. Only one guy wins every year. And you said, what has Burrow ever won? And I said, an AFC Championship game. And you said, that doesn't matter because it's not a championship. Bob, stop drinking. It's too early. Thank you for calling. Jeez. That was too much, man. That was too much.
It's 8:25 in the morning.
I want to talk about Brock Purdy. It's too early in the morning. Talk about Brock Purdy. We're talking about Joe Burrow. What are we talking about here? You want to make the argument that Purdy's better than Burrow? Fine. Sound like a clown. Crazy, man. That is crazy. Bob. I don't even know. That was so strange.
We just got a Bob. I love how that's how you entered it, and that's what Bob came into the ring, and he started swinging.
And yeah, he did. And, like, good passion, good points. Like, I'm all here for the sports argument side of it. But, I really don't know how he ended up yelling about Joe Burrow. And he's like, we have 4 weeks this, 4 weeks that. Man, my point is this. Even when Purdy was the favorite to be MVP, it was ridiculous because I was watching the games and teams were dropping interceptions and he's propped up by a bunch of great talent around him. And I look at MVP as best player in the league. And Purdy, even when he was the favorite, was not the best player in the league. That was the point.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.